Good morning. If you're ever in Florence, Italy, you might see Clet Abraham climbing up a street pole. Clet is a street artist, and he makes stickers that play off the imagery and messaging of traffic signs. The stickers exactly match the dimensions and colors of the sign, so they completely mesh with the original. So imagine a do not enter sign. It's that red circle with a white rectangular bar in the center of it. Now imagine a stick figure crouching in the white bar, and imagine that stick figure reaching down and helping other stick figures climb up into the white bar. Helping them get into the white bar and get through the white bar to what's on the other side. This is what Clet does. He climbs up the pole, quickly lays the sticker across the traffic sign, and then he jumps back down. Clet's work gives signs new meanings. The do not enter sign keeps its original meaning, don't drive in this direction. But the stick figures climbing through the white bar send a second message about who should and shouldn't be let in. Clet's version of the stop sign has, instead of the T in stop, the image of a missile hurtling straight down toward its target. Clet's work got me thinking about what other signs in our daily lives have second meanings. There are signs and portents all around us, as the world's sacred scriptures tell us. To see them, though, it's less a matter of where we look, but how we look. The other meanings are already there, if we can find them. The 17th century English cleric and poet Thomas Traherne was onto something like this when he wrote, it did not so much concern us what objects were before us, but with what eyes we beheld them. So here are some signs that I've been seeing lately. I take the red line to work, and lately, the never-ending track repairs have meant that I spend part of my commute, a long part of my commute, on a shuttle bus. The shuttle bus goes through an area of South Boston filled with old warehouses, now converted into trendy apartments and breweries, Pilates studios, and lots of buildings bearing the following sign: self-storage. Where have I been storing myself? Have I left part of myself in a storage unit somewhere while the rest of me goes to work? And why would I put part of myself in storage anyway? Because I no longer want it? Or because I think it doesn't fit where I currently am? No more self-storage for me. I'm renting a van to pick up my stuff. Across the street from my stop, Ashmont Station, is a convenience store, the Ashmont Food Mart. Its windows are filled with garish neon signs advertising lottery tickets, cigarettes, the ATM inside. One sign constantly radiates obnoxious red. Open. That sign is an adjective. It's telling me the shop is open. That sign is also an imperative, a command. It's telling me, open your eyes, your mind, your heart. I've seen lots of help wanted signs in the windows of retailers and restaurants. And you know, recently, I felt like I could use a little help, given all the disorienting, dispiriting, disturbing things happening in the world. Seeing all those help wanted signs reminds me of another English cleric and poet. I know, I have a thing for English clerics and poets. I'm working on it. This one the anonymous author of The Cloud of Unknowing, a 14th century spiritual instruction manual. At one point in The Cloud of Unknowing, the author explains why, in moments of extremity of spirit, when we cry out or pray for assistance, we do so in words that are short and sharp. Fire, it may be, or help, he writes, and goes on. Just as this little word stirs and pierces the ears of the hearers more quickly, so too does a little word of one syllable. When it is not merely spoken or thought, but expresses also the intention in the depth of our spirit. To express the intention in the depth of our spirit, look for signs. Signs that point in the right direction. Signs that show new meanings. Look for two little words that stir and pierce our ears, printed just below Help Wanted in slightly smaller type. Inquire within.